You're nicely on time.
Okay. Welcome everybody to my talk, Bridging the Gap from WordPress to Replate. As always, a few words about myself first. My name is Niklas. I'm technical lead at Aluga.com, which is a multilingual video platform and dubbing tool suite. I personally consider myself a Rustation and Nix enthusiast, so this topic might seem a bit out of place from my usual conference topics. I do like computer graphics and interactive media, pen and paper role-playing games. Actually, what I missed here for this room, I do like natural languages, so I'm fluent in English. Meine Muttersprache ist Deutsch. Hablo español, pero no hay demasiado oportunidades de practicarlo. Y je peux parler français, petit. So you can find me on the web at quartz.dev, and I'm also on the Fediverse on niklasquartz@rheinecker.social, where I'm also personally one of the admins that is running this instance. And now that we have covered that part, also this is my first FOSDEM, and as of a few moments ago, my first time helping out with a dev room. Thanks for Tom for taking over DAV so I can close this tab. So what to expect from this talk? This is not a mature open source project that you can like grab and throw at your WordPress instance and then have it become multilingual. It's mostly about sharing a fun little story, a bit of hacker spirit, how I solved translations for our own WordPress-powered marketing and product pages. And yeah, it involves three free and open source projects, WordPress Elementor, which is based on WordPress, and Replate. We'll start with the motivation for this project, then we'll talk a bit about what the initial idea was and at what solution we arrived eventually, how I implemented it, and what conclusions I derived from having finished this project in roughly the past 1.5 years, which was not like full-time job, but here and then adjusting it and hacking on it. So first of all, why WordPress for our product marketing pages at all? Initially, like our company existed for the past 12 years at this point, and for most of the time we were fine implementing our whole marketing product pages directly as a collaboration between marketing and designers and developers. But as we all of us probably know, development time is expensive, so needing this feedback loop back and forth between marketing, designers, and developers takes a lot of time that we'd like to spend on our core product itself. So we decided 2 years ago that we would move this process to WordPress because our marketing team was familiar with it already, our new designer was familiar with it already, and yeah, they can just like adjust it, edit text, add text, redact text without involving the development team. I'd like to note that this decision was made before the whole WordPress versus WP engine thing 1.5 years ago. So I'm not here to say use WordPress for everything, I'm just saying it worked out for us, it's still working out for us. If you know a better solution, then just go with it. No hard feelings. Why Replate? There are, of course, existing WordPress plugins to do localization, internationalization to WordPress CMS pages, namely WPML, Polylang, and gTranslate. And we did try them out, but the whole workflow felt unfamiliar to our in-house translators and our freelancers, who are much more used to Replate already because we're using it for our product translations. So the onboarding like for Replate was unnecessary, while we would have to like give more to each of our translators, give more teaching. How do you properly use this tool? Are you kept in the loop when new translations are required? Whereas Replate, they just open our Replate instance and already knew, okay, these are the strings I have to translate. Nice, or check, or edit, whatever. Also, Replate has everything in one place, like it allows us to easily take existing translations we had already for new similar strings through translation memory. You can define a glossary, which is really nice. And also, of course, it integrates with automated translation APIs, so we can like have an initial automated translation and then go over to the translators in our hearts, so you can see these are the translations that were automatically generated, check them for correctness, precision, whatever. Okay, so of course the final target is to get every translatable string on our CMS pages into the WordPress into the Replate instance. How do you do that? Like, we have quite a bit of text, like marketing people like to talk, and that's a lot of stuff to translate. And also, as opposed to UI translation, where most of the time you can just say, I have one string that interpolates values. Marketing people always reinvent the whole text, so you basically have to translate it completely anew. Now, Weblate can translate a lot of formats. In our case, it's not the WordPress database. You can just plug into Weblate, so you need to find an intermediary format. And for most of the time when you're having like an automated pipeline, JSON is the ideal format for that, and Weblate can handle JSON just fine. So that means we need to get JSON message files out of our WordPress instance so we can feed them into Weblate. How do you do that? Roughly speaking, we said, okay, we want one content block in the page to equal one string in our JSON file, so one message in our Weblate instance. That's a bit much of generalization, so some block types can have multiple strings, like lists can have a string for each list item, or also if you have like mixed content, if there's some other HTML that's a bit more complex in between, then also you might have multiple strings for a single widget type. But that's, at this point, an implementation detail. Then from Weblate, we can again export JSON and have that to feed that back into our pipeline and somehow have to get that into the WordPress page again to like serve the localized version. So in-house, we don't have much experience with PHP or WordPress plugins. It's not zero experience, but it's enough that we have said, okay, we're not going to develop this as a WordPress plugin. But I personally have a lot of experience with static page builders, and this is not much else than a static page builder, except that you don't take Markdown or like an SQLite database as input, but a WordPress HTML page. I will briefly mention why we didn't go with the WordPress REST API in a moment. Now, the problem is, if you want to have like one message per content type or content block inside the page, you need to be able to uniquely identify the content blocks of the pages. Like you need a message identifier that the JSON and then Weblate can use to say this is the same message when it changed in the original language and then potentially has to be adjusted in the target language. Unfortunately, the go-to solution for WordPress, which is the Gutenberg editor, does not have stable unique IDs. You can check out these two issues if you want to see a very lengthy discussion about that. And also, you will unfortunately arrive at the conclusion that unique stable IDs will never come for Gutenberg blocks. That was very sad for me. So what can you do instead? You could implement custom block types and then say, okay, this is an attribute on my custom block that is just for the message ID, and then have your marketing or designers insert the message identifier or like generate a random one so it's stored inside the block and remains stable. But that's problematic if you're copying the pages, which our marketing people are doing a lot because they don't want to start from scratch, right? They have like a template and then it looks somewhat familiar for all product pages and then they just replace some blocks, edit some details, etc. And then you need different message identifiers for the blocks where they change the entire text. Also, you can't